Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Tonight, I'm going to talk about the new moon in Cancer, our new galactic doorway, and if you're going to choose to walk through it or not. Let me tell you this, July 2025 will be a wild ride. The months we are in right now are only a rehearsal of what's coming next year. Neptune moved from Pisces into Aries on March 30th. Saturn did the same on May 24th. Both planets will retrograde back into Pisces in the fall and finally move back into Aries by February 4th, 2026. They become exactly conjunct on February 24th, 2026. Uranus moves from Taurus to Gemini after a seven-year visit on July 7th. It also retrogrades back into Taurus in the fall and moves back permanently into Gemini on April 26, 2026. This summer and fall, we are all going through a test run of these new energies. Saturn, Neptune, and Uranus will be in their new signs, and Pluto is in his new sign already, in the sign of Aquarius. And Pluto finally moved permanently into Aquarius in January of this year. The retrogrades in the fall will integrate, consolidate, reflect on what you really want to focus on, and expand going forward. What do you want to let fall away? What do you want to focus on? What do you want to have in your reality? Well, the rest of 2025 is your rehearsal. I believe this is a rehearsal period for what will be the full launch coming in April of 2026. That's when all of the outer planets will be permanently in their new signs. April will be liftoff time. As we walk through these few months, I suggest that you look at your life with that eagle's perch more than ever, particularly in these times of massive transition. Really focus on every thought, every feeling as you go through your day. Observe new directions, new contacts with people, messages in your dreams, messages in your day-to-day interactions. What is calling to you? What's new for you? Who is the new you that you are already becoming? Is there a new interest, a new passion that's calling you? Are parts of your life expanding and changing? Your work life, your relationships, your friendships, are they feeling a bit wearisome? What is pulling down your frequency? Just observe from a place of divine neutrality from your higher perch. Observe more consciously, more wisely than you otherwise would. This is your rehearsal where you can edit and write things in or write things out. Think of your sovereignty. Be your own spiritual hero. Think self-empowerment. Think be your own you. Think leadership as well as a healer and heroism. Think my own new spiritual direction. Think about connecting to like-minded people, whatever way this can happen for you, whether online or in person. Can you join a group, a meditation group, or a spiritual growth group? It really doesn't matter, as long as you feel this is lifting your frequency. Be super aware of that. If I feel it's lowering my frequency, I skip it or stop. That's my truth, my frequency. That's my checkpoint. Louise Hay used to teach that if you have an upset or a deep personal shock, allow yourself to feel it for 24 hours, then move on. Sometimes it can take 2 or 3 days longer. Allow that. But don't allow yourself to be pulled under to lower your frequency. That is absolutely vital. The hurt and depression will fade away and float into a very distant timeline. We create our own reality by our frequency and our state of being. I have said it so many times. When you are impacted personally, you really get to walk your talk, and that's the test here. You might want to consider reading the book Man's Eternal Quest by Paramahansa Yogananda. It's an excellent book and will teach you a lot. We light workers are the bridge people. If you're listening right now, know that we're the bridge people between the old world and the new earth. And our Mother Earth is going through her own upgrade. With every thought and feeling, we are laying the foundation on a brand new blank canvas. We are in totally different times now. We are a new human who is going to be biologically different than we have ever been before. Much less dense, much more crystalline. Many people are talking about this, and there's many places online where you can read about what's happening. We have a new world coming, a new earth, and it is so exciting. Be wiser. Be aware. Be conscious, along with a greater sense of spiritual responsibility in your choices, your day-to-day actions and habits, in your feelings, than you have ever been before, because these times are so much bigger. All the outer planets have recently changed signs. The energy and Earth is moving through density to lightness. The ancient prophecies are coming into being. We have increased solar activity as well as increased seismic activity. We really are in a time of convergence and game changers. All this is extraordinary. Recognize this and step into that sense of spiritual responsibility. Allow yourself to really feel that empowerment. I am living my truth. I am a major contributor. I am not a victim. I am not a passive observer. I am absolutely helping to create this new earth. The equinoxes and solstices this year, starting with last fall, the Aries equinox, are an extraordinary series of milestones in how we are changing biologically. And this Cancer solstice is a change point, the changing of the guard. It is not the same as the solstices we've had every year. In 2025, the Cancer solstice is a change point. The energy will shift, and the way this energy will shift is determined by you and your frequency. There's been no rehearsal in the past. But we are in it now. It's summertime in the Northern Hemisphere. We are building the foundation and putting the first layers of paint on this completely blank canvas. We have never gone through this kind of transition in any of our lifetimes. The only time we had this energy was in the beginning, when God created the earth. try and see the bigger picture. Of course, it's undeniable that we have two broad collective timelines operating right now. That's absolutely undeniable. And I don't like to talk about separation because we all need to get into unity consciousness. But for a time period, what is going on in the world will act as a catalyst for what we're moving into. Timeline one is determined by fear, and this is where people are following the news, the narrative. They are very plugged in emotionally to the terrible tragedies happening in the world, and they feel there's no hope. All is despair, doom and gloom, and that is the only reality they have. They feel like we're all done in. They feel like there's no hope for humanity. However, that is not true. Our focus is our superpower in what we are creating. Timeline 2 is based on love. The fear timeline can collapse at the 11th hour. All those supposed plans can collapse at the 11th hour if we don't give energy to it. Don't give your energy as life support to that negativity. Don't give energy to anything that you do not want. Whatever you focus on will expand. If you're giving attention to what's going on in the world, if that's your focus, that becomes your day-to-day reality and will infect your state of being. On following the collective of love, peace, harmony, and compassion is not spiritual bypassing. It's the opposite. It's being in such compassion about people living in horrific genocide, war, disease, poverty, and what we can do that is the best, most positive thing for humanity. How can we help them get out of that vibration? We're going to stop for the weekly cosmic tip, and then I'll be back to tell you some of the things that you can do to help strengthen and raise the vibration of humanity as a collective. We'll be right back. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your weekly cosmic tip. On June 21st, the sun entered Cancer, the summer solstice. Immediately afterwards, it forms three momentous aspects. On the 22nd and 23rd, it squares Saturn and Neptune and conjoins Jupiter on the 24th. The discrepancy between the creative, life-affirming energy of the Sun and Jupiter versus the challenging connection between Saturn and Neptune calls for allowing feelings of doubt, fear of loss, and lack to surface, as well as a deep desire for security. On Monday, June 23rd, there are vibes of confusion and delusion swirling around the atmosphere. It may be difficult to know who to trust, leading to undermined feelings of self-confidence. It takes much care and attention to do justice to both sides of reality. Try to stay centered and endure the tension. The Cancer new moon on the 25th could bring unexpected breakthroughs. The Sun, Moon, and Jupiter are conjoined in a rare and powerful constellation that can richly reward an open and receptive soul. This is considered the luckiest day of the year, as well as the luckiest week of the year. Clarity returns, allowing you to take the action needed to turn situations to your advantage. Use this energy to weed out false friends and acquaintances from your life. Clearing away the clutter will bring more success, balance, and fulfillment to you. It's an excellent time to express gratitude for life's richness. On Thursday, June 26th, Mercury enters Leo. This is an excellent day for teamwork and out-of-the-box thinking. It's also an opportune time to improve your health by implementing and exercising a healthy routine. 2 days later, the Sun trines Saturn and Neptune. This energy is perfect for artistic endeavors, especially for filmmakers. Sunday, June 29th, the Sun opposes Pluto. You can easily outwit any overbearing people in your life. With Saturn and Neptune close to each other in early degrees of Aries, people may try to gain control or power over you through deception. Concentrated and careful thinking can lead to an amazing and valuable insight. Words also have tremendous power now. The right questions at the right time can trigger valuable developments. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some reading time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our weekly cosmic tip. On following the collective of love, peace, harmony, and compassion is not a spiritual bypass. It's the opposite. It's being in such compassion about people living in horrific genocide, war, disease, poverty, and what can we do that is the best, most possible thing for humanity, for the collective, to get us out of that vibration. What we can absolutely do is focus on love, peace, harmony, and gratitude. What that does is propel or quantum leap us into ascension and strengthening our higher frequencies. Then you're in another reality, a higher frequency. And this is fine for the collective because every single one of us can do this. I'm going to begin a higher frequency hour online in July. Please consider joining us. And if you're interested, send me an email or contact Let's Find Out here on bbsradio.com. My email is elizabeth@new-visions.com. You can jump over the present collective, where there are horrors that are inconceivable, into a different timeline and frequency. A place where it's almost impossible to hurt another human being or animal. The present time is very loud. It's loud, colorful, very dramatic, overwhelming, and it seems inescapable. A place that we are all very familiar with. And it seems there is no other option. However, that is definitely not true. The love timeline is really quiet, so very quiet. It's ordinary people like you and me quietly meditating. It's healers. It's grid workers. It's people who smile at strangers. People who help others with their shopping, cleaning, or whatever is needed. It's people who continually send love and compassion out to the world. It's those random acts of kindness on a daily basis that really make a difference. It's a quiet thing. You're never going to see it on the nightly news. Never, ever. This is a reality that's equally valid to the one we're living in. This is a reality that is equally valid as much as the loud, dramatic one. There are many of us living in that reality. As people join with their energy, their frequency, and start to live in love, peace, gratitude, and compassion, the scales will really begin tipping because we are building this very quiet tsunami of love. It's an absolute tidal wave of love, and it's your choice. It's just your choice. Whether you stick to the old narrative because it's familiar and somehow easier, But actually, there is much more excitement in this new world, this very different world. I have worked with groups and retreats where you spend a full day or week on the energies of love, peace, and harmony, where you commit yourself to the frequencies of a higher dimensional reality and feel like you're actually helping to build a higher dimensional timeline. In 1996, my teacher, Mark Rambley, and I went to Egypt to help draw what was under the Sphinx, which we did. While we were there, we were able to go into the Queen's Chamber, and we said a prayer together to lift AIDS and to find a cure for the problem because it was so prevalent and so sad in our country. Within 6 months of our going back, they found the first cure for AIDS. That told me that this vibrational stuff really works. I wrote about this in detail in my book, Unlimited Realities, which is available on Amazon.com. And then we did a retreat, and we all gathered. There was about 20 of us, and we all gathered in a circle, and we prayed about the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, which is now the Gulf of America. It was BP oil, and the fish and the ducks and everybody were having a problem. We prayed and we sent out clearing energy. I know there was a lot of loss of animal life, but it did help, and we knew it, and we could feel the energy. This is what I'm talking about. It's like electricity. You can feel the energy leave your body. So, we can build a higher dimension template and share it with the collective. This can reinforce the energy to the collective and stop this horror in the world. People are doing this all over the world. They are not cults or crazy people. They are light workers, accessing other dimensional frequencies and bringing in the energy like electricity to help raise up the frequencies for the collective, for the planet. Please recognize this. Don't think nothing's happening. Right now, there's a whole lot of energetic shifts happening. Just like the Aries equinox last September, there was a significant energetic shift at this Cancer solstice in June of 2025. And is continuing through the new moon in Cancer that's coming in on Wednesday. Yes, the events in the world are getting louder, but it's up to you whether you give them your attention. You will only do that if you plan to see more of that experience, that lower frequency. Know in your heart that in every moment, in a bigger way than you have ever lived in your lifetime, you are creating the foundation of a new earth and the new you, your new identity. Feel that. Feel that within you. Who are you already becoming? What is falling away in your life? What is calling you? Likely, it's a completely new you. You are in a new, higher frequency, a new life that you have never lived before. Do less. Keep it simple. Meditate more. Be in nature. Drink more water. Withdraw from anything, that lowers your frequency. Only focus on what you want more of in your life, and no more than that. Create, create, create with love, peace, and harmony. And again, only focus on what you want more of. Commit to shining your light brighter. Commit to supercharging the collective web of light, which so many of you can see. See that web of light surround the earth. So many of us are connecting to that. We're boosting it up throughout your days, even if you're not aware of it. You are continually boosting energy to that web of light. This is ascension. This is soul growth. Smiling at strangers will do that. Being kind to a neighbor will do that. You're pulling more energy into the love side of the scale, the higher frequencies. We are truly in biblical times. Stand in your truth. Stand in your authenticity. Stand in your courage. History will look back on these times at us, at the light workers, and see them as the bridge builders of the new earth. Feel your joy and celebrate. Celebrate what is and has been done already to heighten the frequencies of the planet. Yes, we may be tired. Yes, we may be covered with dirt and dust. Yes, we may think that we just can't keep going, but we can, and that's why we're here, and that's why we came to the planet. We were born for this moment in time. Truly, these frequencies, this energy is propelling us. The amount of light that is supporting us and propelling us forward is thrilling. Make that your promise to yourself, that you will boost that web of light to live with love, to live from your heart. And I sense that we are already rocking around the clock. Now let's quietly see what the Cancer solstice and Cancer new moon will bring into us. I'll be back after the half hour break.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Hi, it's Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our break. And that was Elizabeth Hepburn with It's a Quiet Thing. The astrology is incredibly intense this year because we are in the process of immense change, turbulence, and transformation. We are reassessing our belief system about where the world is and how it operates, and is that still valid? Are our structures that we have set up in the society still valid? Do we still want top-down rule? We have a part of us that is expanding and a part of us that we feel needs work. The combination of these energies being considered can be a measured, cautious expansion. This reassessment can work really well. The square of Mars and Uranus happened on June 15th and fell directly on the ascendant of the U.S. President Donald Trump at the crisis degree of 29 degrees Leo, which rules the heart. I had said that the energy was very combustive, which it has proven to be. However, the ascendant falls on the cusp of his 12th and 1st house. This could bring in serious health problems. We have to see if there are any developments here. This 29 degrees Leo is an aspect for radical change, sometimes violent. It is a classic degree for seismic activity, so there could be earthquakes from the bombing activity that we just had in Iran. Also, this signals financial upsets or explosions. Please stay calm and peaceful. The energy of June can bring in disillusionment and the desire to move into a more peaceful, blissful reality. The new moon comes in at 4 degrees of Cancer, very closely conjunct to Jupiter, the planet of expansion. This is a new seed, a new beginning. Which house does it fall in your chart? Be sure to consider that as you set your July intentions on the new moon, and it will be more powerful for you. Cancer is a water sign, and its energy brings a beautiful sense of emotional sensitivity, wanting to care for other people, along with instinctively knowing what other people need to be cared for and nurtured. It's a very maternal energy, and it's often involved with caring for children. There is a lot of compassion with this new moon energy, which emphasizes what I've been saying. We are feeling a lot of compassion for people across the world living in lesser circumstances. The wars, the seismic activity, the extreme weather, the high food prices. A lot of people are struggling and suffering. How can we come together across the world and ease the pain of suffering? Well, we can join in energetically, at least. Many of us are feeling a sense of vulnerability. That's part of these Cancer energies, to hunker down with our family and loved ones. It's very important to us to feel safe and secure. Also, it can increase the feeling of nationalism, the home base of the country that we live in. Most assuredly, we will feel an expanded feeling of family, whether actual or created, whether by blood or by deep friendships. That's because of Jupiter. We are developing our family of frequency. The energy goes beyond that because the energies are forming a cardinal grand cross. When you have a cardinal grand cross, you have a very important time of initiation and new beginnings. It brings us an increased sense of sovereignty as well. We are no longer just going to go along with the crowd. It can start with the breath, knowing that we control our breath, if we are conscious of that. This is a part of sovereignty. Recognize that we can do this in so many little ways, very quietly, very peacefully throughout the day, without a word to anyone. We are taking back control with our own energy and our own power. There could be a part of society where people have no moral compass, no remorse at all. An example is the rioting in several cities across the United States. All this may be coming to light because we have Mercury opposing Pluto, and Pluto is a sign of truth. It's in Aquarius. Things are now coming to a head. Some very powerful secrets are emerging at this time. One of the deepest secrets that just came out was that Meghan Markle just got arrested by the FBI. And the reason is very interesting and very criminal. The other side of this energy is that we decide to go beyond the social mores. The mainstream begins to pack it in. They begin to go their own way in life and find joy through simplicity. The Bible says, "The meek shall inherit the earth." Our values are certainly changing. I live in New Hampshire, and when a house gets on the market, there are many people from New York City that will buy it with sight unseen. Very interesting times. We are connecting back to nature, back to the things we can rely on, the beauty, the sunrise, the sunsets, close friendships with others, creating a much simpler way of life. We come together with communities, with the joy of sharing, and we manifest from that, not from the mad rush, the ego, the chaos. We have to manifest from a higher frequency now. In July, we will expand even more with our galactic friends and neighbors. We are on the tip of that with Uranus already entering Gemini, the planet of communication, on July 7th. We're igniting humanity's metamorphosis. All this expansion will absolutely be a game changer. We will be connecting with some very far out, far away places. And this is only the beginning of knowing our galactic family and neighbors, and will definitely expand our consciousness. We are in a regenerative era, and we're going to get back to harmony and balance. We really need to. We need to get back to love, peace, and harmony. That is what the higher vibrations will bring. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we've come to the end of our show. We still have our music, we have our meditation, and we'll finish with Richard Shulman. Thank you for listening tonight. I'd love to hear from you, and I'll see you next week. Good night.
And now it's time for the Let's Find Out meditation. Please sit with both feet flat on the floor, spine straight, close your eyes. Take some deep breaths and begin to relax. Feel the light pouring into your crown chakra throughout your body. God is the foundation of health, prosperity, wisdom, and eternal joy. We make our life filled and complete when we have daily contact with God. Take the time. Give your attention to the Almighty Power that is giving you life, strength, and wisdom. Pray that unceasing truth flow into your mind, unceasing strength flow into your body, unceasing joy fill your soul. Take a deep breath. Feel the Shakti energy filling you up with light. Feel your inner self tingling and receiving this light, and thrilling at the freedom and joy it brings. Feel this light flowing through your entire being. Become one with the spiritual energies of your blessed higher self. Join your body with your universal body. Feel it. Join with it. Meld into it and become the light being that you are. Take a deep breath. Know your strength. Know your path. And walk it as a son or daughter of God.